Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Success Recipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. We are live today. What an exciting show. Our guest today is a medical intuitive. He's an energy healer. And if you've listened to any of our shows recently, we've had conversations about peak performance, what does it take to be your best. He works with athletes, and the work that he does is just transformational. So please welcome to the show, Joe Petrosky. Hey, Joe.
Hi there. Thank you again. I appreciate the opportunity. Looking forward to it.
This is so great. And, you know, I know that not all of our listeners have heard your story, but let's kind of give them that, you know, understanding of what brought you into this work that you're doing today, because it's absolutely amazing.
Well, I had a very unusual illness. I was sick for well over 6.5 years, and I went to many, many good doctors in the United States and did all kinds of tests. And all of the tests, all the procedures showed that my body was killing itself and I was dying. And it was a very, very horrible illness, and it affected me greatly. I was emaciated. I was so skinny. You could see, you could count my ribs. You could see the cartilage in my nose. That's how skinny I was. And it was so bad that what would happen is when I would get exposed to certain chemicals, anything like laundry detergent, if somebody was drying their clothes and it was blowing outside, or if somebody cut the grass or a bus came by, anything like that, if I was outside, I would all of a sudden not be able to tell you what I saw. I would see things, but I would have no cognizant, no way of knowing what it was. I couldn't tell you if it was a tree or a car or a person, you know, and I couldn't even recognize my house. And so it was a very, very hard illness. And the doctors, you know, I was working with two doctors at the end, and both of them, independent of each other, said, there's nothing more we can do. There's one more treatment that we can give you, but if this treatment fails, it will hasten your death. And so we will not give it to you. And so they sent me home to die. And I said, what do you mean you're sending me home to die? And so I tried everything under the sun. I tried Reiki, shamanic healing, Qigong. I tried different meditations. I tried biofeedback. Everything that any doctor, any chiropractor, any nutritionist, any discipline at all suggested, I tried it and I gave it my all. And my body rejected most of it or got sicker because of it. And so surely I was going to die, until one day a friend of mine had met this fella and said, you got to go see him. He's amazing. And so I went and I saw him, and I saw him work on other people, and he was amazing. And people that would go up there and they would have aches and pains, and they would literally walk off the stage without the ache or pain. And but so many things had worked for other individuals that just didn't put a dent in my illness. And so before I just blindly made an appointment with this fella, I went up afterwards and I talked with him, and I told him about some different things. And that day I was having problems. I couldn't see, you know, and I would have this really horrific pain in my shoulder that would accompany that. And he made it go away in a very, very brief time. And then he looked at me and he says, well, you can do this too. And I looked at him with
Buster.
And without saying a word, he looked at me, and with his eyes, he says, yes, you can. And so I went to his students, and after the second one-hour session, I was off the oxygen. And after the third one-hour session, I was perfectly healthy. And began training with this fellow, and I quickly became one of his assistant instructors. And I became a master in his discipline, according to him. And then after working with him for a total of, we had known each other for 5.5 years, and he came to me one day and he said, Joe, he says, you need to go teach what you're doing, because you are doing different than I had taught you. And what it was is the work had become my own. I had taken it, and there's when he works with you, he wouldn't talk with you. When I work with people, I can see things that they need to know about themselves or their body, and I talk about it. And I also at times will have people that have passed away that will come and talk. And so we work quite differently. And so he gave me his blessing, and he says, go teach what you're doing. And so that's what I've been doing since 2001 is when I began the healing work, and I enjoy it. I say that I help the hopeless causes, because the people that have tried everything else and nothing has worked, this often works, even when nothing had in the past. And there's nothing that's going to work for every single individual, but this is a technique that helps a large number of people, a large percentage, quite quickly. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's been quite an interesting journey.
Wow, that is amazing. And I tell you, our phone lines are lighting up with people who want to talk to you, and we're just going to get to them in a minute. I want to just go over the concept very briefly of what it means when somebody is a medical intuitive, and then if you would explain to me the concept of how you are a peak performance coach, I think that would help our audience a little bit, and then we're going to take some calls.
Sure. Well, actually, I'm going to be teaching this work in South Florida in the Stuart area, February 27th and 28th. I'm going to be having a class, and people can contact me at joseph@truefreedomu.com, and I will have it on my website, Facebook as well soon. The medical intuitive, different people will have different definitions, but a medical intuitive basically for myself means that when somebody asks me to look, I can see, I can hear, and I can feel their body's energy. And as I pay attention to the energy, the pain and the illness, the allergies, the migraines, the joint issues will all go away. And so for myself, that's what I call the medical intuitive. And the peak performance aspect of that is when I put out the same question to the body to see what I need to see, hear what I need to hear, and feel what I need to feel. The body will give me all the information about the client that I need to see, and it will tell me the blocks that a person has. For example, when I work with people and they're having financial issues, we can see the blocks with that. And when I work with the athletes, there's one woman that I believe she called in and gave you a testimonial earlier this morning, Carrie. And I've worked with her, and as I've looked at her energy and such, we've actually been able to improve her performance quite a bit. But it started, she was in 7 months of pain. We got rid of that first. We got her range of motion back, and then we increased her performance. So it's very exciting.
That's just so amazing. And let me take a look. You know, she called, and let's see if we can get her comments on the air here. Let me see if you guys can hear me.
Carrie Marafino. When I first met Joseph Petrovsky and heard about the work that he did with different athletes, I was just amazed. And I do CrossFit. I've been doing it for about 3.5 years. I've started competing, about a year or 2 years ago. And in one of my last competitions about 7 months ago, I got hurt on my shoulder, and I sprained it. Actually, three of the muscles of my shoulder, including two of my rotator cuff muscles. When it happened, I remember I couldn't even reach my arm out in front of me. So I was really concerned that something very serious happened. As far as I know, I didn't tear anything, but it was just a really bad sprain. I continued to do my workout at a much, lower level because I was in pain, obviously, but I still continued to exercise and see a doctor 3 times a week. And I remember I just had a lot of pain, and what would happen is my right shoulder, which is the one I hurt, would get better. And as soon as I start to work out like normal again, then it would hurt again. And I couldn't use it as much, so I'd back off. Well, after, months of that, my left shoulder started to hurt. And it just got to the point where I didn't, look forward to driving the car because I couldn't turn the steering wheel. It hurt to take off my sports bra. I'd have to have my husband help me get it off. It was just, I was in a lot of pain. I couldn't do pull-ups anymore. A lot of things I couldn't do. It was very frustrating, so I was anxious to start working with Joe, and our first session was over the phone, and I remember thinking to myself, because we were on the phone, what is he doing, and, just trust the process. Well, after about 40 or 45 minutes, he asked me how I felt, and I said, well, what do you mean? I feel the same. It doesn't feel like anything's changed. Well, he asked me to put my arms over my head, and I said no. I said, I don't think I could do it, because I knew the pain that was going to come. Well, I trusted him, so I raised both of my arms over my head and did circles with them, and I was shocked that, my range of motion was back, and two, that the pain was gone. So I am extremely grateful for Joe and the work that he's done with me. We have done body work in person as well as over the phone. And I think, you know, what's important was that I would communicate with him as I had questions or as things came up. I listened to his instructions. You know, I took the time and the effort it took to get better, and I listened to my body with Joe's guidance.
Amazing. Just absolutely amazing. Were you able to hear what she had to say? That was great.
Yes, yeah. She had a really horrible injury, and curtailed her workout activities, and she was in a great deal of pain. Like, you can imagine a woman going to her husband and saying, hey, honey, can you help me with my bra? And when it's not the days that you're choosing to be amorous, you know, it's really a pain in the butt to wait for, you know, your husband to come home to be able to do that. So she was in a lot of pain, and now she's not, and she's performing, and on her Facebook page, she did some big behemoth thing the other day, and everybody's like, oh my God, how did you do that? And so it's really wonderful to see her make that progress.
Well, we could have hundreds of people lined up here to talk to you, so we're going to take some calls now. So those of you that have been waiting for our guest, Joseph, we're going to take a call from the 651 area code. Hi, you're on the air with Lori and Joseph. Who's this?
Oh, this is Colleen.
Colleen, and what would you like to share with us this evening?
Oh, I worked with Joe a number of years ago, and I actually had a case where a doctor told me I had problems with my carotid arteries, and I went to Mayo Clinic, and they did MRIs, and then I started working with, they said I didn't need surgery, but they told me to come back every year and have MRIs to check it, and every year I went back for 4 years, and the doctors at Mayo couldn't explain it, but they said my carotid arteries were getting better and better and better. And as you age, it's supposed to be reversed. They're supposed to get worse. And then Mayo finally told me I didn't need to come back anymore.
This is amazing. So, all because of working with Joe. This is so cool.
Yeah, thanks, Colleen. Yeah, that was interesting. I remember that. So thank you. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Sure.
That is so great. Okay, we're going to take some more calls because, like I said, there's so many people on the line to talk. Thank you. Please call again, all right? You have a great day.
Thank you.
Stay healthy.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Lori, and you're on the air with Lori and Joe. Who's this? Hi, this is Lori and Joe. Can we talk to you?
Hi, Lori and Joe. Just wasn't sure if it was my turn or not.
Yes, what can we do for you today?
Okay. Well, I've been working with Joe for about 10 years, and there was a period of my life where I could not work. I'm an airline pilot. I fly internationally, and we have very rigid and strict health requirements. And I couldn't meet them, and one of them that I could not meet was I had a torn meniscus in my knee, and the FAA wanted me to have that repaired. And so I went to a surgeon, and it was basically a pre-op visit. And during the visit, I asked him if these things ever heal up on their own, and he said, no, they don't. There's just not enough blood flow down there. And so I had a lot of other things going on in my life. I really didn't want to go into surgery at that point. And I had just met Joe, and so I went to see him. And as he was sitting across the room from me, and I could feel him working on my knee. And it probably worked, though, I'd say 45 seconds to 2 minutes. And he said, okay, get up, stand on it, see how it feels. And I got up. And there was no more pain, and it felt just like normal. And I sort of remember giggling like a little kid, saying, wow, it feels like it's fixed. And
I'm going to stop you before you finish the rest of that story. I want to hear the rest, but I'm telling you, I went through this situation with a spouse that had the torn meniscus, and he went through the orthoscopic surgery, and the day after the orthoscopic surgery, he definitely could not walk, even the day after. It was, you know, a couple of days after that, but he went through, it's about a half an hour or 45 minutes worth of actual surgery, you know, and for you not to have surgery, this is incredible.
Well, and it was so instantaneous, and the thing is that I had to document the fact that I had no torn meniscus in order to get back to work. So I went to another doctor, and I said, look, the FAA wants to know that my knee is good. They think I've got a torn meniscus. And he said, did you have surgery? I said, no, but it's fine. He said, okay, sit on the table, and we'll test it. So he sat me on the table, and he yanked on it, and he tried to bend it sideways both directions, to bend it the wrong direction, and he twisted it right, he twisted it left, and I was hanging on for dear life to that table because he was pulling on it so hard. And he did that for a few minutes. And then he said, did you feel anything? I said, no, feels fine. He goes, well, if you had a torn meniscus, your head would have shot through those ceiling tiles above you. And I said, great, put it down on paper. And so he did, and I got back to work. And it was fantastic. So I told Joe that story a couple times because I'm so grateful.
Well, for those people who are just tuning in, we are actually live. We are talking to Joe Petrosky. He's a medical intuitive, and he's an energy healer. He also works with people who want to have peak performance in areas of physical peak performance as well as their mental and life peak performance. So we're just so happy that he's with us here, and I love to hear the results of his work. And the results we're having here on the phone is that the phone lines are just like lit up. People are wanting to talk to him, and I'm really happy that they're stepping forward and sharing these stories, because I think that what happens is for some people, they have issues and problems, and they don't believe that there's alternative ways that they can get help. And so without that strong level of belief, they don't proceed to be able to try the alternatives and things like the work that Joe could do. And so sometimes we have to suspend our disbelief long enough to open up to possibilities, and hearing the testimonials from people who have done that sometimes will give us that strength to be able to go ahead and say, you know what, I'm having this problem, and, you know, if it can get better, you know, it's worth a try, it's worth a shot. And Joe will tell me, he says, you know, it's okay when people call me and say, hey, you know, I feel hopeless, and I don't believe anything's, you know, been able to help me, but, you know, I'm here. And he gives people a lot of encouragement, and I've heard some stories so far in the short time of things that he's done that have been miraculous.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a really good word for it. And I had a time in my career where I was advancing myself, and it was extremely challenging. And kind of job where you're pretty much on your own. And I had to develop an entire curriculum on my own. And there wasn't really much time to develop the curriculum and then deliver it. And I was feeling a little overwhelmed and really like quitting. And I called Joe one day. I said, man, I don't think I could do it. I'm just so stressed out. And we talked for a bit, but there was one phrase he told me that it rang like a bell in my head. He said, Dan, you are on the verge of accomplishment. And once he said that, I knew that I couldn't leave it. I had to continue trying. And, you know, the interesting thing about it was before that I felt so much pressure and so much weight on my shoulders. And once he said that, it was like I was free of all of that. And I went into work and I thought, you know, instead of trying to be perfect, I'm just going to do the best I can, and that's going to be good enough. And if it works out, great. And if it doesn't work out, that's going to be okay too. But it ended up working out just fine, and as a matter of fact, it had opened up some extremely good opportunities for me that I'm still enjoying now, and even greater opportunities in front of me here in the next couple of months because of all of that. So it hasn't only been the healing, but the life coaching as well. So
yeah, you're 100% right on. Yeah. And Joe has definitely been working with me very recently, and I just have feeling like since he's working with me, I'm getting much more clear with exactly what I'm saying to people about what we're doing and what I'm thinking. It's opened up my communication even stronger with people. I mean, I was a pretty strong communicator, but I've upped my communication even to a higher level. And I'm pretty proud of myself, so I'm really excited to continue working with Joe. And the thing that you can do is let people know that, you know, we're doing this program and that we're going to have him on the air. We're going to be talking about all this, you know, the medical intuitive and energy healing. And, you know, please let people know to tune in and give them the link to the show so that we can definitely expand the reach and the horizons that we've got here with Joe, because having him is a gift. And I just want to wish you safe journeys and come back again and share with us what's going on. And we'd love to have you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you again. And we'll talk to you soon. This is great.
Thank you.
Joe, we've got some more people that want to talk to you here. Let's see who we've got. Hi, this is Lori and Joe from area code 561. You're on the air. Who are we talking to?
Scotty.
You are live on the air. Hi, who's this?
Scotty.
And Scotty, how are you? Welcome to
Thank
our
you.
Program here, Success of Bees. I want to introduce you here to our guest, Joe Petrosky. And what would you like to talk to Joe about? He is a medical intuitive and also an energy healer. What would you like to ask Joe?
Well, you know, I think it's really awesome that there are people that can heal people. I think that energy is truly magnificent. That, you know, I think most people have it. They just, for whatever the reasons, aren't able to tap in. The side of, for me, and in one of my businesses, I've represented people like this, but the interesting thing for me is that I own a very haunted place. And I think all of this type of stuff, this healing stuff, comes from somewhere else. And really, that somewhere else seems to coincide with where I live. And it's very odd to me because, I know that energy is out there. I walk in a very sacred Indian forest every night, so I know that the energy is out there. I feel it when I'm out there. And in my home, many people come here, feel that energy too. So I think the healing side has something to do with somewhere else. And I happen to have someone said an exit for that other place. So I just thought
So you live in a haunted house?
Yeah, very haunted house. And we have photographs.
And what is this called?
It's called the Daffodil House up in the little town of Monticello, Florida, in the Panhandle.
Okay. In the Panhandle. That is amazing. And so what area of peak performance or making things better would you seek out help from tapping into this energy with somebody like Joe? What would you want to accomplish?
I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm sure most of us should be open to, just to accelerating our ideas on life and stuff and be open to it. So certainly whatever Joe does, I would probably be an advocate. And, you know, being my other business, we do a lot of bartering. And over 20,000 people that do that with us. And I've represented many people that were very sensitive, and maybe Joe would like that too.
And what's the name of the barter business, please?
It's called International Trade Exchange.
Okay.
And there's many, many people of all types of businesses and and things that they own that are members of this thing, and I'm a broker. I've been in it over 40 years.
Okay, so I'm going to say thanks to our guests and the listeners today, and I'll put a little link here. You said Scotty, and how do they reach you? So I can put the link so that if people are tuning in and they want to know more, they can connect with you.
Well, they can. Our website is Daffodale, Daffodale estate.com. And that'll give them a bunch of information to see where a bed and breakfast is.
Okay, so a bed and breakfast is haunted. I'll put that in there. And Joe, I just would like to introduce you to Scotty. Anything you wanted to share with him, on a peak performance kind of level? How to up his business or life to the next level?
Are you there, Joe?
We lost Joe. How we did that?
Is it Joe?
I don't know. Joe, are you with us?
Okay. Now, yes. I heard something say unmuted. Am I back?
Ah, you are. I didn't realize we had so many callers that I muted you. Sorry.
Okay. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about, and I'll get to Scott's thing, you talked about the miraculous thing about this. And Einstein had said there's two ways to look at life. One is though everything in life is a miracle, and the other is though no thing in life is a miracle. And so in the level of quantum physics, everything is possible. And so and then with the stuff with Scotty, it's something that what we want to do is having the ability to connect with the ghosts and the spirits that have passed away. That happens when I work with clients often, and we want to have it be where they actually their energy is assistance. We don't want to have the house where it disturbs us. If it's a benefit and if it's fun and it's jovial, and because the ghosts have quite a sense of humor sometimes too, and so if there's ways that it's actually benefiting the life, then I'm all for it. But my mentor, his wife actually saw the ghosts that had passed away and things, and they would come at the grocery store or they would come at the movie theater. And I've sent the prayer out. It's my belief that this gift comes from God for me to be able to see all this kind of stuff. And
sure.
I work with any religion. But what I do is I set out the prayer and the intention to see what I need to see, hear what I need to hear, and feel what I need to feel, and then only say the words the client needs to hear. And so when we do this, oftentimes, like this morning I was working with a woman, and her mother came. And her mother came forward and gave specific words that this young woman would know. And I wouldn't have known that. Only this young woman would have. And so the things, for example, at this haunted home, you can set up parameters, you can set up times, and all these things, because they're just like any other guest. And if this is a bed and breakfast, you have things where it's like, okay, there's a quiet time after midnight, and or whenever it is. And you can actually request that. And I know mediums that went from being bothered all the time to the point where now they're only bothered during the hours that they've set forth. And so we're all connected.
It's interesting that you said that, Joe, because I got to tell you that I do set parameters, and they know from – I've been here a lot of years renovating, and they call my name a lot, and my wife hears it, we all hear it. But they know that if they do anything that's going to disturb me, that nobody wants to do what I'm doing by renovating this place. I guarantee it. So they know I'm done. I will not stand for anything that's strange, but the environment is very religious. I tend to believe in many different things, but I'm a Messianic Jew, so I really I love religion, and I love all the stuff, all those powers that you're getting, all the stuff that's happening to me, it's definitely coming from God. I got to tell you, it's not coming from Phil. It's coming from God. Anybody doesn't
Absolutely.
Know that?
Absolutely. I think you should set up a special event with Joseph as coming in as a medical intuitive and make an event with tickets and tea or dinner, however, yeah, however you work it out. I think that would be amazing. And, you know, have Joe connecting with people, you know, in that part of Florida, and because so many people really need what he has. I'd love to see that happen. And unfortunately, we are at the end of our program. I want to thank you, Scotty, for coming in here to join us. And I want to thank Joseph for being here. I'm just absolutely amazed at the number of people that have come in here to speak to you, and we just don't even have enough time to take all these lines. But I want you to come back here and keep us posted and help us keep growing and having better performance. Would you do that, Joe?
I will. And, again, I'd like to say, you know, they can reach me with questions at joseph@truefreedomandtheletteru.com, joseph@truefreedomu. And then also February 27th and 28th, I am going to be teaching this class here, and they can, again, email me to register. And it's going to be an incredible class. I keep the class size small, so everybody gets individual attention, and so they will know how to do this work at the basic level, which is very, very, very profound. And so I look forward to it. It'll be nice to teach again.
Okay. Awesome. And I am definitely putting that right here on the website for the show. And everybody, we will get together soon. Stay safe and be well. We'll talk to you soon here on Success of Peace. Thank you all for coming
in.
Thank
you, Lori.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.